how we're both fans of critically acclaimed documentaries. And we're just sort of chewing the fat, talking about ones we might want to watch in the future. And we get into Searching for Sugar Man, which won the Oscar for Best Documentary last year. And you choose Now of All Time to tell me that you spent 2 days with the bloke.
Well, yeah, I thought we'd discussed this previously, but yeah, I did 2 shows with Rodriguez this time last year, in fact, and I met his tour manager last week.
So the subject that won the best documentary Oscar was within a hair's breadth of being directed by us.
Well, absolutely. I think the follow-up should definitely be directed by us, if he survives. But yeah, he was. He's an incredible man, and it's an incredible story.
It won the Oscar for Best Documentary.
As I say, it's incredible. It's more than incredible. It's an unbelievable story.
So what did you learn from Rodriguez during the 2 days you spent with him?
Well, that life has taken its toll. And although he's still got a beautiful voice, he's a bit of a free spirit, and certain things have played a part in his downfall.
His brain fried to the extent of many of your breakfasts.
And much more, yes, yes. He has a problem remembering things. He's a very sweet man.
So just talk me through some of the specifics of the things he had you doing.
Well, he didn't necessarily have me do him. He had his daughter with him, who looks after him. He's virtually blind, so he can't really tell where he's going. So she just directs him around the place, and he turns up at places, doesn't really know where he is. And
is she paying him? Is she keeping the cash here?
Well, the tour manager's keeping the cash, but she's just there to make sure he's all right. They're very sweet, and their fans come back to see them, and they're very sweet, very sweet.
Would he remember you?
He probably don't even remember meeting me at the time, to be honest with you. But
can we drop him a text? Or
no, not got that facility.
So you haven't seen this documentary yet?
I haven't seen it, no, I didn't see it. I wanted to buy it, but I didn't get around to it.
So what? We still need to find the subject that we're going to focus on for our effort to win an Oscar for Best Documentary, which is one of my life goals.
Well, I think we need to throw a few things in the pot, don't we, and come up with what could be the best option.
Why don't I just make the feature-length story of you that the world's been waiting to hear about, and at the minute it has to hear about in 3-minute bursts because we've only got a free audiobook account?
I think that would definitely work. I'm sure there's enough material there. My career in the civil service to working in a record shop.
Where can we find your future Oscar-winning documentary?
Well, it'll be on Facebook and on Twitter at Big Paul Harrison.